The midterm elections are still a year away, but in the southern tier, one political race is gaining momentum. Democrat Martha Robertson is hoping to unseat Republican Tom Reed in the 2014 elections. Matt Martin reports how the candidates are already gearing up for a long campaign.
Money is the lifeblood of any political campaign, especially in competitive races. And the race between Tom Reed and Martha Robertson is shaping up to be just that. Steve Greenberg is a political pollster at Siena College. He says it's only recently that New York has seen truly competitive congressional races.
We saw it 5 years ago, we saw it 3 years ago, we saw it last year, and it seems almost certain that we're going to see it again next year.
And the political distance between these two candidates is vast. Reed, the former mayor of Corning, is a conservative with loose ties to the Tea Party. And Robertson, she heads the legislature in liberal Tompkins County. But the national campaign committees of both parties are preparing for this to be a close race. The Republican Party's congressional campaign arm recently added Reed to its Patriot program, which assists Republicans in competitive districts. Reed says he realizes he could be in for a tough race.
But if we just keep doing the work like we do in our office and we stand for good, sound policies, I think the politics will take care of itself.
The Democratic Party's Congressional Campaign Committee has added Robertson to their Jumpstart program, which is similar to the Patriot program. Jumpstart has helped the Democrat raise a third of the nearly $500,000 she's raised so far. Robertson says that while it's helpful and exciting to be receiving support from the National Party,
what really matters is that we've got a real grassroots campaign going on, and I'm extremely proud and energized by that.
And she'll need that energy. Reed has an early lead in fundraising. During the past 6 months, he raised $1.2 million, about three times as much as Robertson. Greenberg says that's not a surprising advantage for an incumbent at this point.
So for the challenger to be out there, having raised, you know, nearly $500,000, puts her in a strong position for a challenger.
The interest in this race began last year. In 2012, Tompkins County legislator Nate Shinagawa aimed to unseat Reed. The assumption was that it would be smooth sailing for the incumbent. Robertson says that when Shinagawa came close to actually beating Reed without any national support, it got the party's attention.
A lot of people around the country took notice, and the DCCC got interested in this district in a way that they weren't before.
But a spokesman for the NRCC, Ian Pryor, says it's a mistake to look to 2012 for a comparison. He says since that was a presidential election, Democratic turnout was higher.
You know, I think in 2014, what you're going to see is a very different election. And you're going to see the effect that Obamacare is having on both the district and the state.
And just last week, the NRCC released an ad attacking Robertson.
Martha Robertson, as our congresswoman, let's take a look at what she's done as a candidate. Robertson.
Steve Greenberg says that's what happens when national campaign organizations get involved. You have more ads where you might not otherwise have them. But not every race will get that same attention.
They're not going to be able to adequately fund a dozen races in New York. So it's going to get boiled down to four, five, six, which become the targeted races in New York next year.
The Democrats need to win back 17 seats to have a majority in the House next year. They believe New York's 23rd could be one of them. In Ithaca, I'm Matt Martin for WRVO.